jump right into things tonight and go straight up to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a billionaire club member. But most importantly, guys, he is my dad, and that is Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly clear.
All right. I'm trying to mute all the lines out so we have a very clear call tonight. But as you know, there's only 3 days left to take advantage of the $99 reduced associate fee and the $49 military promotion. So I want to encourage everyone to do that to help you increase your recruiting. But there's also a live Legal Shield overview call that takes place daily at 11, 5, and at 8 p.m. Central Time until December 31st. So you can also access the military webinar 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, the dial-in number for the recruiting call is 832-225-5068. Again, that's 832-225-5068. And the PIN is 53425. And if you want to look at the military veteran presentation, you can go on the website at www.LegalShield.com/Operation Freedom, LegalShield.com/Operation Freedom. And there's only a little time left to capitalize on this month, so help take advantage of it by using these different materials. But I'm very, very excited tonight to have some recognition that we'd like to give out. And one of the people that I want to go out to the state of Utah he's a more success team executive director, Mr. Stephen Crabtree. And Steve's got a couple of people that he wants to give special recognition to. Mr. Crabtree, are you on?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore. Thank you for letting me join the call this evening. I do have some exciting news that happened on Ashley's team. I'm going to go ahead and let her speak. But we had two people that actually not only fast started the Performance Club from last night to this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to Ashley, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm just so excited to be able to be the leader of this team and to be able to introduce you to not only just one of my coworkers, but also now and on my team as well. And she is actually things. That's just great. But she's here right now. She wants to explain, like, kind of why she loves this membership. So here's Anna.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anna Atkinson, and I love Legal Shield. It helped me just this one time, but I love it. Definitely want to spread the word about it, and I just want to say thank you for it. This is something that not only helped me out, but I definitely got my family interested in it and got them signed up as well, and I'm ready to just share it with the world. So thank you.
Thank you, Anna. And I've got Anna's mother, Rebecca, that also Performance Club and fast started, and here she is, and let hand the call over to her.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and I want to thank you for letting me come in on this call. And I'm really excited to be a part of this. It's something that I think everyone needs, and I was excited when Anna had Stephen come to our house and show us this opportunity. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. I really think a lot of good things are happening. They got two more sisters as associates, and I think they're going to do a lot of great things. I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Steve. So you had a PBR last night, and you got Anna's parents, Eric and Rebecca, both Fast Start qualified and Players Club qualified within 2 hours. Is that right?
Yep, that's what happened.
Wow, that's an exciting that's the power of the PBR right there. Don't you agree?
Exactly. These guys are all excited, and they already have a list a mile long of all of them. We're actually taking a vacation up to northern Utah, and they're from there. We actually know a few people together, so they've got a little trip planned for us up there to visit some of their other people. And so we're going to have some exciting stuff happening this week.
Well, congratulations to you, Steve, and, of course, to Anna and her parents. Did a great job, and we're looking for great things in the future out of them.
Thank you.
All right, now it's with great pride and enthusiasm that we announce More Success Team Associates Mark and Leslie Udy of Cedar Hills, Utah, as our newest $100,000 ring earners. They actually joined Legal Shield November of 2005. They're current executive directors. They're consistent qualifiers of our Power 20 and Performance Club programs. And, of course, Mark and Leslie are also recipients of the 1,000 membership sales level of the Production Achievement Award. Their upline executive directors are Mr. Dave Hall and Jeff and Cindy Hughes. I want to actually welcome and congratulate Mark and Leslie Udy to the call. Mark and Leslie, you guys on?
We are. Can you hear us okay?
We can. Congratulations. What an awesome job. 100 brand new $100,000 ring earners. We're very proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, tell us what that means and what it took to get there.
Well, you know what? It's been quite a process. We've come close a couple of times over the years that the company's paid us well. I think we got a little complacent for a while because we were having some success but weren't really pushing hard. And to be honest with you, about a year and a half ago when they announced the Rise to the Ring bonus and the Rise to the Ring big bonuses for people who hit the six figures, we thought, you know, it's time for us to really get serious and buckle down. About halfway through this year, it dawned on me, because I actually read the whole thing, I actually thought that we only had till December 31st of 2014 to get the ring. So we started getting really serious. Well, we were actually very serious about it earlier in the year. But at that point, we were over halfway there. We had already been recognized as the $50,000 and Rise to the Ring thing. And we said, you know what, we're in momentum. We've got things going. We might as well get it done by December 31st of 2014. That way we can run for the $250,000 ring next year. So that was kind of I misunderstood the time frame on it, and I think I'm glad I did, because I think if I'd have had another year and a half to worry about it, we might not have pushed quite so hard to get there.
Well, tell us just a little bit about your background, both of your backgrounds, and anything else that you'd like to share with the team tonight.
Sure. My background is law enforcement. I'm a retired police officer. I had great opportunity to do everything fun in law enforcement. I was on SWAT within my first year. I rode a motor for a couple of years. I was a canine officer for the last 5 years of my career. And for probably close to 20 years, I've been teaching at the police academy, martial skills and firearms. So that's kind of my background. Not a whole lot of network marketing experience or sales experience, obviously. That's kind of my background. I'll let Leslie share what she was doing when we got started with Legal Shield.
When we got started, actually it was Mark who got started. He went to a presentation and saw the opportunity. And when he left the house that night to go, I told him, just don't sign anything. Don't sign up for anything. And when he came home and walked in the door, I could tell by the look on his face that he had signed up. And so I told him, you know what, I am so busy, because at the time I was running a police uniform and equipment store. It was a storefront, and I was working 6 days a week, 12, 14-hour days, doing what I was doing, and I just didn't have time nor desire to do anything else. So I told him, fine, whatever. You do whatever you're going to do. Just understand I'm not participating. And it took him about 5 months or so to talk me into going to a Super Saturday, and it was Mr. Larry Smith that was doing our Super Saturday, and I went and I saw what was going on there and realized that this was different than any of the other things that we'd heard about, and that I could actually really get behind this. And so it was within about 6 months after that, I sold my store and went with Mark full-time into Legal Shield, and the rest, you know, as they say, is kind of history. But what we've learned through our journey is that you have to be consistent. And no matter what area of this business you work, whether it's network marketing or on the employee benefits side or small business or whatever area you choose, whatever's your niche, you have to be consistent and you have to run it like a business, because if you don't look at it like a business, then you don't really have a business and you're not going to do it. You're not going to reach the goals that you're wanting to reach because you're not staying consistent and looking at it in that way. And so that's kind of what we've learned along the way is, and we made a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes and fell on our face and had to get back up and start over. And And that's just part of the journey. It's part of the experience. But we've enjoyed that experience, and we've had a lot of fun working together most of the time. But, yeah, that's kind of our story.
We kind of work all aspects of the business. We're recruiters primarily. We've got six different director lines with about 30 directors on our team. And the truth is we're recognized as as $1,000 apps, but we've written close to about 2,300 apps in our career. A good portion of those, probably close to 1,000 in the last 24 months. So we found something that worked for us, and we just kind of buckled in and got very serious about making sure we did that so that we could accomplish the goals that we set for it.
We appreciate you guys. We appreciate all the leadership that we have on this team. It's been awesome to have the support and everything that we need in order to accomplish these things. So we appreciate you having us on the call.
Well, we appreciate you guys. You're an awesome couple, and we appreciate your service as, in law enforcement also. And it's always great to have part of our team make that $100,000 ring and above. So congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you guys walk across the stage.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad, are you on?
Randy, I'm here loud and clear, and I tell you what, I am so pleased with the people that's already been speaking tonight, and for those people that in 2 hours did all that, you know, that Rebecca and Anna, I want to say I've heard the speed of light, but I've never heard of that speed before. That's absolutely fantastic. And Mark, I would like to salute you as a fellow officer. I don't know if you know the history of our family or not, but we have everything from security guards to deputy sheriffs to sheriffs of counties to marshals up on our from MPs. I was the MP, Randy's the MP, to highway patrol on our family. So thank you for your service as an officer. And thank you, Leslie. We're very proud of you. We appreciate you. Keep up the good work. And I think I heard correct, you set your goal for $250,000 for the year 2015, and I'm sure you can do that. Next, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my honor and my privilege to know this young man a long time that I'm going to introduce. He's one of the best recruiters, one of the best speakers and trainers on stage I have ever seen. He's a powerful speaker, has written books, he's had his own DVDs, he's a $250,000 ringer, Platinum Jacket earner, Millionaire Club member, always in the Power 20, a Christian gentleman, a family man, none other than our own Mr. Chris Hughes.
Hey, Mr. Moore, good evening.
Good evening, my friend. Welcome to the call, and thank you for taking your valuable time.
Oh, I'm honored to be here, and congratulations to the Moore Success team for having more success to talk about tonight. That was so exciting. And to the Crabtree family and the new families that they're bringing on board. And Mark and Leslie, man, it's so exciting to see that happen. And of course, I work with them in Utah and been cheering them along, and it was so exciting to get that notification. And I know that the best is yet to come for them and for all the rest of us on the line tonight. I'm excited,
you know, Chris,
to hear that.
In the last 2 months, we've had two people make the Millionaire Club and one person make the $100,000 ring. So we feel like we're on a roll here. And for the year 2015, we want to average either a Millionaire Club member or a $100,000 ringer are up every month in the year. That's one of our goals. I know you're in on all that because that's the kind of guy you are. And I'll hush and let you talk.
All right. Well, I think that's a great goal. And I love that you put that out there because I'm going to be talking about goals tonight. You know, this is the last call that we're going to have for the year. And so I've been thinking, what am I going to do? What does Chris Hughes need to do to make 2015 significantly better than 2014? And so that's what we'll cover over the next 15, 16 minutes. First, quickly, I'll share my story. I know we've got a bunch of new people on the line. I've been with Legal Shield for 15 years. September 15th was my 15th year anniversary. And before I was with Legal Shield, I was a 27-year-old college dropout. I was waiting tables at a restaurant, living in the bad part of town in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was behind on all my bills and obligations and hiding my car from the bank and throwing my credit card statement in the trash unopened, and I was in a really, really bad place. And from the outside, I didn't look like much, you know. I mean, I was in high school for 6 years. I had 3 senior years, and that's just so ridiculous. But that's what happened to me, you know. But I didn't want to drop out. I kept going back and kept going back, and finally I graduated, you know, albeit 2 years late, but I graduated nonetheless. Got a standing ovation. That was pretty cool. All my friends from the 1980s came, and all my friends from the 1990s came, and it was a big party and a big celebration. And after that, I went to college, and after 5 years in college, when I was done there, I was a sophomore, and so that didn't work well for me either. And I found myself living in this terrible condition when Legal Shield came into my life. And though I didn't look like much from the outside, there was a lot going on the inside. I was super ambitious, and I was reading books as fast as I could read them. I was going to seminars. I was listening to educational, motivational, inspirational information as much as I could get my hands on it. And as things go, I believe that I attracted, you know, Legal Shield into my life because of the things that I was learning in the books. I began to put into effect, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of weeks, or I can't remember if it was a few weeks or a couple months, within a very short period of time, Legal Shield landed in my lap. My brother Jeff and his wife Cindy, also ring runners and Millionaire Club members and regional vice presidents, they were struggling as well, and they were excited about the opportunity. They shared the information with me via video, and I loved it. And they invited me to a business briefing, and I loved that even more. And I decided to get started. I started sharing videos with people and taking them to the business briefings, and they signed up, and they did the same thing, and they did the same thing, and they did the same thing. And started out kind of slow. You know, that first month was about $300, I think. But by the end of the year, I'd made over $21,000 in spare time money with Legal Shield, and that changed my whole life. And in year number two, we went to $43,000. In year number three, our income exploded to over $144,000. I never thought I'd ever make that kind of money. And in Legal Shield, I was able to do it in 3 years from scratch, having no sales, no network marketing, no recruiting experience at all whatsoever. And that just is a testament to the power of our system, the power of our leadership, the power of our product, our service, our opportunity, the training, the tools, etc. We really have been born, those of us that have, this is our first real opportunity, we were born in the Bentley, the Rolls Royce of all opportunities, and I just feel so incredibly blessed to be a part of it all. As I start to share some comments tonight, I hope that you will take note. I hope that the comments that I share are valuable enough to be jotted down and to be reviewed on a regular basis. Let's start with this, one of my favorite quotes. Archibald MacLeish, he says this: the only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else can be found in a pig or a horse. Now, I'm going to say it again. The only thing about a man, and we could say the only thing about a woman that is a man or that is a woman, is his or her mind. Because everything else can be found on a pig or a horse. And so if we want to live a life that's different than a pig or a horse, if we don't want to live a life of confinement, right, with a little box around us and not being able to go and do the things that we really want to go and do and see and become and accomplish, then we've got to use the one thing that differentiates us from the beasts, and that's our mind. The only thing about a man that is a man is his mind. Everything else can be found in a pig or a horse. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a life like a pig or a horse. And I want to live a better life next year than I did this year. And so as I'm contemplating these things, what do I need to do? I need to ignite the higher faculties. You know, God gave us a mind. He gave us the ability to dream and to aspire and to set goals and to achieve and to celebrate and have all of these incredible experiences that are unique to the human condition. And so I want to encourage, you know, this is a, not just to y'all, this is to me, to first and foremost utilize the power of the mind. It truly is remarkable. And so how do we utilize the power of the mind? Well, first and foremost, we've got to think about what we want. We've got to stop thinking about what we don't want. You know, I think one of the hardest things, one of the biggest tricks for success, if you can figure this out, you know, and it's a challenge, especially if you're going without, especially if you're in poverty or if you're living a life of lack or less than, one of the biggest challenges that is set before us in our quest for success in Legal Shield and in life is to think abundance when surrounded by poverty, to think abundance when we're experiencing lack. And it's such a hard thing to do. But if you can do that, magic starts to happen. So we've got to stay in this happy place, this positive place of what we want, and not stay in that place of what we don't want. We need to take responsibility. We've got to stop blaming. We've got to stop comparing ourselves to others. We've got to stop beating ourselves up perpetually every single day. We need to start celebrating this opportunity and celebrating the fact that we live in America and in North America, and celebrating the fact that we have this unique service and this incredible business opportunity, and celebrating the fact that your past does not have to equal your future. You know, no matter what happened last week, last month, last year, and the last decade, that is not a script. That is not the instruction manual for the next 5 years. You know, I love what Jim Rohn says. He says, if you don't like the last 5 years, you can tear that script up and start all over. And that's what I hope that we all do. And all of us, I mean, from Ken and certainly more, all the way down to the brand new associate on the team, let's use the power of our mind to be positive, to be faithful, and to stay focused on what we want, not on what we don't want. Now let's talk about goal setting. It's the other part of what I want to talk about tonight. I've got to cover this quickly. So if you're taking notes, you'll have to go fast. But this is one of my favorite quotes from Brian Tracy. He says, any individual, even a person who has not achieved at a high level ever before in their life, who begins becoming a systematic, habitual goal setter and writes and thinks and talks about their goals on an ongoing basis, will experience their levels of performance and achievement improve dramatically and almost immediately. I mean, this story, he's talking to me there. I was that any individual, even if he's ever achieved at a high level ever before in their life, who begins becoming a systematic, habitual goal setter and writes and thinks and talks about all this, using the power of your mind, using the one thing that differentiates you from a crocodile, on an ongoing basis, will experience their levels of performance and achievement improve dramatically and almost averaging about $7,000 a year before Legal Shield, waiting tables at a restaurant. Once I get into Legal Shield and I apply these principles, I'm a goal setter. You know, I'm a goal associate. I've got a goal to go senior associate. I got a goal to go manager and goal to go director and executive director. And by the way, I hit all those goals on the day. The day I said I was going to go associate, I went associate. The day I said I was going to go senior associate, I went senior. And manager and director and executive director and so on and so forth. I missed my platinum goal by eons. I got a little audacious one day, and I missed that goal. But I eventually got it, and I maintained the platinum level for over 4 years. And it was super, super, super exciting. But again, the best is yet to come. You know, it reminds me of in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He says that when riches begin to come, that once you get the principles that are in the book, Think and Grow Rich, once you get it, and once you apply them consistently, faithfully, positively, consistently over time, as you do that, it says that when riches begin to come, they'll come so quickly and in such great abundance that you'll wonder where they've been hiding during all the lean years. And I used to say that over and over and over. Man, when I made $21,000 my first year part-time in Legal Shield, I used to say that all. You know, Napoleon was right. You know, when riches begin to come, they come so quickly and in such great abundance. You know, I've been wondering where you've been, right? And then my second year, we doubled what we did our first year, $43,000, and I'm thinking about Napoleon Hill's quote. And then the third year and so on and so forth. And, God, what a blessing. These matter. You know, it's like gravity. If you're unaware of gravity, it doesn't matter if you're aware or you're unaware, you can use gravity for or against you. And you don't have to be dialed in. You don't have to be aware of it. You know, if you use it for you, good for you. If you use it against you, bad for you. And it's the same with these things we're talking about. Some people are using some of these things against themselves. So let's talk about
Real quick, 8 steps to goal setting. All right, sorry about that. My 3-year-old found me. All right, so 8 steps to goal setting. We're going to go fast. Number one, it's got to be believable. We know, you know, King Solomon originally said this, Napoleon Hill said it, many others have said it. James Allen and As a Man Thinketh has said it. Buddha said it. The greatest presidents in our country have said it. Some of the greatest minds in the history of the world have said it. But as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And let's take it a little bit further. That what the mind of man can conceive, conceptualizing, visualizing, seeing in your head, that's the easy part, and believe, that's the second part and the hard part, he can or she can achieve. So it's got to be believable. If you don't believe it, you won't achieve it. Because if you don't believe it's possible, you're not going to do the things that you need to do to achieve it. So it doesn't do much good to have a goal if you absolutely don't believe in any way, shape, or form. You can't even conjure up, you know, a mustard seed amount of faith or belief. You got to have at least that, right? Number one, believable. Number two, it's got to be focused and specific. It can't be, I'm going to lose weight in 2015. You know, that's not going to work. But what kind of weight? How many pounds are you going to lose? Are you going to shed in 2015? Number three, it's got to be written and in present tense. So, you know, I am a six-figure ringer. I am an executive director. I am a millionaire club member. And we're going to add more things to this as we continue. Number four, you want to use positive emotion-invoking adjectives, descriptive words. So, for example, instead of just saying, I am an executive director, I am a six-figure ring earner in 2015, December 31st, 2015, or by then, say, I am so happy and grateful now that I am a six-figure ring earner by December 31st, 2015. Right? You want to put those positive emotion-invoking adjectives and descriptions. I am so happy and grateful, right? Number five, they need to be measurable. You've got to be able to measure it. So 4,000 square feet house, you know, you can measure that, 15 pounds. You can measure that, $8,333.34 a month for 12 consecutive months. You can measure that. Number six, time element. There's got to be a deadline. The human animal is an interesting animal, and we work really well with deadlines. In fact, it's been said that 80% of what you need to have happen in the last 20% of the time. So if you don't have a deadline, you're not going to have that benefit of getting that 80% that needs to have happen in the last 20% of the time. Number seven, you got to look at it and visualize it every day. Close your eyes. Where there is no vision, people perish. You got to close your eyes and see the beautiful a propellant for you to give you the fuel and the energy to take. Put it as many places as you can or look at it several times a day to attract the good that you desire. And finally, number eight is take action immediately and daily. You know, Tony Robbins said that you can tell a person has made a decision because it will be followed by massive action. And you know, that's a good litmus test. If you've ever thought you've made a decision, if you didn't follow it immediately and consistently, the next action you did not make. Those are the 8 steps for setting goals for 2015. For the next couple of minutes, switch gears to one other thing. The other thing I'm going to focus on, in addition to using my mind and setting my goal for 2015, I'm going to focus on bringing more value. Bringing more value. How did a guy like me who used to wait tables for a living, how did I bring more value? You know, there's only so many tables I could wait on at a time. I only got 4 tables at a time. You know, how can I do that? How can I bring more value? And the way I could do that was by learning multiple skills, by learning how to become a great server, but also learn other things, learn sales, learn marketing, learn public speaking, right? Well, then I get into network marketing, I get into Legal Shield, and there's so many things to focus on, so many things to learn. So I started to work on building my own employability, building my own personal value, right? Making myself more valuable, working on increasing my knowledge, my skills, my awareness, my compassion, my charity, my leadership, my communication, all of those things, my patience. my training abilities, my speaking abilities. And as I worked on all of those things, you know what I was able to do? I was able to bring more value. And that's the trick. You know, I've done seminars as far away as the middle of India, and I was on stage in front of a couple hundred people, and I asked them the question, how many of you want to make more money than you're currently making? Of course, all the hands go up. They want to make more money in India, just like we want to make more money here. And then I asked the question, how do you do that? How do you make more money in Legal Shield in 2015 than you did in 2013? And here's the answer. It's not, people go, well, I got to recruit more, I got to sell more, I got to, you know, become a better leader. And it's like, yeah, that's all correct. But let's dumb it down. Let's make it simple. Let's make it so simple. Here it is. How do you make more money in 2015 than you did in 2014? By bringing more value. If you're in a group side of the business, you got to bring more value to families and more companies. You know, if you're a recruiter, you got to recruit more people. You got to bring more value. As a team leader, you got to bring more value. And how do you bring more value if you're limited to what you've got? Right? And we call that personal development. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, like Jim Rohn said. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business. I'll close with this with a question and then the answer. I like these words. Here's the question. How many of you, and raise your mental hand if I ask this question, if it applies to you, but how many of you would like for 2015 to be significantly better than 2014? My hands are up. All my hands are up. All two of them. I want 2015 be significantly better than 2014. So now, what's the million-dollar question? The question is how. How do you have 2015 be better than significantly better than 2014? If you want your future to be significantly better than the past, you must, and here it is, you must get significantly better in the present. If you want your future to be significantly better than the past, then you must get significantly better in the present. Better at recruiting, better at selling. Get back to your group school. Get back to your Fast Start classes, your basic classes. Get online and go through all the trainings. Get the personal development out. Right? Stay positive. Stay faithful. Stay focused on what you want and not on what you don't want. We've gone over time, Mr. Moore. I apologize for that, but I hope that is helpful. It certainly, to nobody else, it's helpful for me. I needed a Zig Ziglar set, neck up. I gave it to myself tonight, and I'll pass the call back over to you. And I'm very, very happy to be here with the Moore family and the Moore Success team and everybody on the line.
Fantastic job, Chris. Absolutely fantastic job. And, you know, I got a lot out of that. And I hope everybody is setting their goals. I hope they do like my friend Wilbur Smith said, recruit, 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 and don't get them out of order. And one thing I gathered from you was always look ahead and never quit. Never, never quit. Thank you for being on the team. Thank you for an outstanding job. And, you know, what I would like to say to folks is next Monday night, be the first Monday night in the new year, we're going to start the 8 p.m. call with none other than our top producer on the team, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. You know Jimmy, you know how fantastic a trainer he is. Do not miss that call to start your year off in your group division. And then in the 9 p.m. Central, none other than CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. You know, Mr. Stonecipher has always started off. Unfortunately, he's went on to be with God. But Mr. Bell said he'd be honored and have a privilege to help us kick off the year 2015. And for any of you that's close to us, January the 17th, I know Linda and Alex are driving in from Arizona. We're going to have a super Saturday here. I'm not in charge of that, but I think it's going to be great. It's going to be at the home office, Mr. Jeff Bell, Shirley Stonecipher, Harlan's wife, Wilbur Smith's wife. They'll all be here that Saturday. So if you're close enough, if you're not, get a hold of some of your organization that is. Tell them about it and get them to come. Folks, here's what we need to do. Here's what I'd like for us to concentrate on. Let's keep putting God first, family second, and Legal Shield third. Let's dream the impossible, seek the unknown, and achieve greatness. God bless you. Happy New Year. We appreciate you so much. God bless you, and we'll listen for you next Monday night.
Happy New Year, everyone.